gentleman on the call, the head coach of the William & Mary Tribe, Jimmy Laycock. Good morning, Coach Laycock.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. A good win for you guys. Go on the road and defeat Hampton 24-14 to even that record at 1-1. Give me your impressions on the win on Saturday.
Well, as I said afterwards, I don't know if we were as sharp as certainly we'd like to be. You know, we put ourselves in a hole really right from the beginning when we had a complete bust, missed assignment on punt protection. They blocked the punt, and they ended up taking it in. Going, you know, we went down 7-0 before we knew what had happened. But, you know, we went back and forth the first half. But anyway, I think second half we kind of got things going, got cranked up a little bit, and played pretty solid.
As you touched on, tied 7-7 at the half. You score on your first three possessions in the second half. What was the big change?
Well, I think we got cooled down a little bit. It was pretty hot during the first half, and if anybody's been down there, you know those locker rooms are pretty tough. So we put them on the buses at halftime and tried to cool them down, and then whatever happened, I guess that worked.
We got an immediate question for you, and Q, if you'll get that for us, Q.
Dave Johnson of Daily Press.
Morning, Jimmy. Devontae Devlin's had two very productive games for you. Has there been any special emphasis on getting him the ball, or has it sort of just worked out that way in the offensive scheme?
Yeah, I think it's just worked out that way, Dave, in the offensive scheme. But again, I think it's also a tribute to Devontae working at playing receiver more, maybe, and using his experience that he'd gotten last couple years, really, and then putting it to good use and being more precise about his routes and where he is, and then you know, some more time that he's had to work with Steve. I mean, they've worked together over the summer, and also I think all that's paying off right now with the getting the ball to Devontae. And again, it's not like we're trying to force it to him, but it's just kind of working out that way.
I was going to say, you know, from a very I'm hardly an expert on playing wide receiver, but he looks like he runs his routes a little more crisp now.
Well, that's something he's worked at. He's working more. You know, Coach October's worked with him. They work very closely trying to get, you know, really just trying to improve at his craft, at being a wide receiver, and I think he's doing a good job at that.
And if I could just follow up on my what's becoming my weekly injury question, how is Kendall's ankle? And I think you had three guys miss last week at least. Lucides, Barta, and Christian, how are they coming along?
They're coming along, but their status is that I got no change right now. I don't know what the status will be at the end of this week. And Kendall, we'll see. I don't know. I mean, we'll go out tonight and practice tonight and tomorrow and see how things work out. I couldn't tell you at this point in time.
Okay, thanks.
John O'Connor, Richmond Times-Dispatch.
Home openers are always good. Is there an extra sense maybe of excitement given the enhancements to Zabel Stadium?
You know, I think probably there is, John. I don't know. I couldn't per se say that for the players or the coaches or whatever like that. Again, basically we're, you know, business as usual type of approach. But it probably will be a little bit in that regard because of the, you know, the newness and, you know, it's quite a striking improvement, I guess you'd say, and it should be pretty nice.
Thank you.
Jimmy, just sort of building on, you've been there a while and seen, you know, not only the building named after you, but seeing all the stadium improvements that have gone on. How fulfilling as a coach is it to see that, and what does it mean to your program to see those kind of improvements?
Well, it obviously helps your program, and it's a compliment to your program that the powers to be felt enough of the program to go and try to enhance some things. And you know, it was a long time coming. We went for a long time without anything, but it's the last 5 or 10 years, things have picked up a great deal, and it's really nice, and it's exciting to see this type of commitment here.
Got another media question in queue, if you'll get that for us, Kayla.
Dave Johnson of Daily Press.
You're playing, I don't have your depth chart in front of me, but at least four freshmen are playing on defense.
Uh-huh.
One of them being a true freshman. How would you say they're playing so far?
Well, three of them are true freshmen. Laster, the safety, and Gavin Johnson, defensive end, and Armand Jones, the outside linebacker, have been playing a lot. They're all true. Parker, the safety, Richard, freshman, the one that's doing very well. But yeah, we're pretty young in that regard. But you know, we're gonna have some ups and downs, up and down. There's gonna be some growing pains with it. But they're good athletes, and they work hard, and we'll just keep going.
Thanks.
You talked about Corey Parker and Isaiah Lassiter, and of course Corey, the National Rookie of the Week last week, and mm-hmm. those guys both coming up big for you with interceptions inside the five on Saturday. Talk about their growth and the potential you see out of those guys.
Well, I mean, you know, they're going to make some mistakes. You know, they've made some mistakes, but I think they're good athletes and they're working hard at it. And you know, they were at the right place at the right time on making the interceptions, and they did what they should have done there. But you know, it's the type of thing where we've got to keep moving forward with them, and don't get ahead of ourselves and asking them to do too many different things, and just putting them in situations where we feel like they can be successful. And they've done, you know, pretty well so far.
Got another local team on the schedule Saturday as Norfolk State comes to town. Talk about, as you started to study them, some of the challenges that they present for you.
Well, I think the first thing that jumped out at me was how well they played on defense against Richmond. I think they really, really controlled the line of scrimmage and played extremely, extremely well. They have a talented group there. They play very hard defensively. That's the biggest thing, I guess, that jumped out at me earlier in the week that I saw that. And yeah, that was a close game that way. And then quarterback Hankerson, their quarterback, makes him go. He's a very good athlete, can run it and throw it and move it around, do different things. So, you know, we know they're going to be well coached. They're going to be coming here, and we got to take care of ourselves.
You obviously have gone. Look, Charles Scott, the coach down there, you've coached against mm-hmm. him before. Does that help at all in preparation?
Well, no, every team's different. Every year is different. You just know that Latrell's going to have them prepared. He's a very good coach. He's very sound. Got a good staff. He'll have them ready to go. They'll be, you know, they're fundamentally sound. The schemes are sound. The players play hard. We know that's going to happen.
All right, Jimmy. Thanks as always for your time today. Congratulations on the win, and we'll talk to you again next Monday.
All right. Take care.
Thank you.